What was supposed to be the grand reopening of Xiaomeisha SeaWorld quickly turned into a whale-sized disappointment. After a five-year renovation, the aquarium in Shenzhen, China drew in about 1 lakh visitors with promises of a spectacular new attraction, a 60-foot whale shark, the world's largest fish. Anticipation was high, but what guests found wasn't quite what they had in mind, a closer look at the forks shark. Pics, NY Post. Instead of a majestic sea creature, visitors were greeted by a robotic whale shark with noticeable gaps between its mechanical segments. The disappointment was palpable. It wasn't long before visitors started demanding refunds, and the internet was flooded with complaints. In response to the backlash, the aquarium explained that the mechanical whale shark was meant to emulate real ones. The real sharks are protected under law and are banned from trading. While their intentions may have been good, the explanation did little to soothe the outrage. Interestingly, two other China zoos have recently come under fire in M-Dash, one for dying chow chow dogs and presenting them as pandas, and the other, where people started speculating that the sun bears were just human beings in costume. Fake judge gets in real trouble. This man was running a fake court, pronouncing an LS quo. Judgments on land cases. Maurice Samuel Christian Thick. In the act of running a fake court, a man in Gujarat was detained for running a fake court. Named Maurice Samuel Christian, the man had been running this fraud for the last 5 years. Things came to a stop when a police complaint was received and the matter went into the hands of the Ahmedabad Civic Court. Christian acted as a judge in these fake courts, dealing mostly with land cases and delivering judgments in favor of his clients. His associates posed as court personnel to fool their clients into believing they were in a real court. The sham was finally apprehended after Hardik Desai, registrar of the city civil court in Bhadra, filed a complaint against Christian at the Karanj police station in Ahmedabad. The police reported that a case has been registered against the accused under sections 170, 419, 420, 465, 467, and 471 of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, BNS, leading to his arrest. Optimus will help you optimize as Tesla unveiled its newest innovation and M-Dash, the Optimus, a humanoid robot in M-Dash. The internet had a field day making memes out of it. The robot, which will retail anywhere between $20,000 and $30,000, can do anything you'd like it to do, be it walking a dog or mowing your lawn. Monkey's boozy binge. A cheeky capuchin monkey in Brazil is going viral after chugging a beer it scavenged from a trash can, proving that happy hour knows no species. While the tipsy tree swinger enjoyed its drink, experts warn that giving wildlife human food can lead to health issues and aggressive behavior. Remember, even monkeys should anti-monkey around with booze. Scam branch of India in Chhattisgarh's Chapura, a seemingly legit SBI branch turned out to be an elaborate scam, complete with a fake manager, bogus staff, and a convincing office setup. After 10 days of no real work, 6 real cashiers went to the cops, which revealed that they had been conned. An LS quo, soul-searching, a 28-year-old man in Greece was sentenced to probation for sneaking into neighbors' homes to sniff their shoes. Admitting his foot fetish, he told the court he was embarrassed but meant no harm. Despite several complaints, his nocturnal shoe-sniffing spree continued, landing him in court. Digging deep, the Nanotrax N320 may be 1/64th the size of a real excavator, but it's fully functional. With 6 motors, precise RC controls, and ₹22,533,449 Kickstarter success, it's a tiny triumph for construction enthusiasts. Maker Jonathan Abbott built it from scratch after finding no options online.